game for you. Totally different. Yeah. So you're working together on this one.
Yes, we can do this.
Yes.
We got this.
We're going to crush this.
This is a word game.
Nice. We're writers. This is great.
But you're both into words. You love the words.
You use
make
words all
livings
the time.
With words. This word game is called Animal Attraction. You'll take a famous rom-com or rom-drum and change one of the letters in its title, turning one of the words in the title into an animal.
For example, if I say Meg Ryan falls in love with an insomniac played by Tom Hanks, he would try counting woolly livestock to help him fall asleep, except he is one. You would answer sheepless in Seattle. So he takes sleepless in Seattle, replace the L with an H so that it's about an animal.
Here we go. In this 1998 film, an Elizabethan playwright falls in love with a white bird, played by Gwyneth Paltrow, until he discovers the ultimate betrayal. She's nothing more than a fancy pigeon.
I want to say, Johnny, is it Shakespeare in Dove?
In Dove, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I think we've found your element, you guys. It's In this sports film, a pair of bovine childhood sweethearts are both captivating cows on the court, but the male, played by Omar Epps, takes his bighorns all the way to Chicago's NBA team with Michael Jordan.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Got it already.
Is it Love and Basketball?
Love and Basketball. That is
oh,
correct.
Oh, bull. Yes. Bull. That makes, I kept thinking cow. I was like, how do you get cow from this?
Right. Yeah. Love and Basket Cow. All right. In this Netflix hit, a girl writes letters to her previous crushes but learns that all men are snakes when one ends up constricting her and the other swallows her whole.
I got it.
Okay, go for it.
No, I want to hear you. Like, I feel like you were onto something.
I mean, I know the movie. Wait, so it's to all the... Oh, got it. Should we say it together?
Yeah. One, two, three.
To all the boas. To all the boas I've loved before.
It is impossible to do anything in sync on Zoom.
You are correct. Mm-hmm. All right. In this Gen X classic, Winona Ryder plays a tiny arachnid parasite who has to decide whether to attach to bad boy Ethan Hawke or yuppie Ben Stiller as her host.
I think it's, is it Reality Mites?
Yes!
Yeah,
that's
right.
So great!
Yes!
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well done. Guys, we're great. You work together beautifully, I will say.
Yay.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Johnny Sun. Thank you so much, Karen. Karen G.
Yay, thank you for having us.
Yeah, this is so fun.
Karen writes for and appears on Late Night with Seth Meyers. Johnny Sun's new book, Goodbye Again, is out now. Coming up, crazy ex-girlfriends Rachel Bloom will play one of our most specific games yet as she tests her knowledge of theme park rides and Ray Bradbury books. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.